15. Earl King. I love what you've done with the place, I said, and Titania looked back at me with contempt in her eyes. You don't need to patronize me. She glared up at me. Out with it. She made a hurry-up gesture. Mob's plaything, what is it? That would be Garrett Andrews, a human from Earth. I let her stew on that, allowing the silence that stretched between us to pique her interest. A human? Titania rolled her eyes at the mention of a human. She didn't much care for them. Their motorcycles, sure, but the rest, not so much. This one is quite different. I looked seriously at my sister, who seemed to pay a little more attention to me. Different in what way? She asked. Was that curiosity in her voice? Perfect. Different in that he is not hell-bent on destruction. He is not consumed by greed, nor is he motivated by selfish or hedonistic desires. Instead, he has displayed a remarkable ability to forge strong alliances without exploiting them. And so far, he has yet to be beaten. He is most unique. I brushed some non-existent lint from my shoulder. I have heard that even Zaxis is worried about him. I smiled. Who knows how much more dangerous Mob would become if her new toy turned and saved the universe? I shook my head. I scarcely want to think about such a scenario. Titania didn't answer me right away. Instead, she stood and looked out the window at the landscape of the sand world she had chosen to make her home. I uncomfortably looked at the countless pictures on the walls of scenes of children playing at the beach, the adults with their eyes burned out behind them in the photographs. It didn't strike me as a particularly prudent time to ask about them, though I found myself both horrified and curious. More so, I just wanted to be away from my demented sister. With luck, I would be back to my world quickly and off this ball of sand and flame. Titania rubbed her eyes before speaking. Why would Mob want to violate the accords of summer and winter? I don't really understand why she would choose to make things more difficult for herself. She let out a long, slow sigh. It was inevitable that I would find out about her new toy. She tapped her chin with one finger. Especially since this Garrett Andrews sounds like a nice thing indeed. She walked back towards the table and sat down. And Mob doesn't get to have nice things. I'm not sure why, but it seemed to me like she expected you to find out. I stood up to leave, though I was pretty sure there was no way she was just going to let me walk out that door. After all, while I needed her to help me, I needed her to want to help me. That was the only effective way to get help, and by pretending to leave now, I would spring my trap. I think that you are lying about that. Titania was no longer looking at me now. I think Mob thought she could be tricksy and hide this from me. She nodded. Yes, that's exactly what I think. You know, you may be right, dear sister. I smiled back at her. This was absolutely perfect. While Zaxis couldn't get at Garrett directly and stop the threat he posed, my sister could, especially now that Mob had involved herself. Mob is quite tricksy.
She is, Titania confirmed.
This latest plan to usurp the power of Summer is proof of that. She smacked the fist of her left hand against her right palm. Well, I won't fall for it. I'll get her to show herself, and then... She grinned evilly. Then, I'll rip her and her stupid Winter Kingdom to shreds. She threw back her head and laughed. We'll find out exactly what happens to a snowman in summer. Getting Mob to show herself won't be too hard, I think. I rubbed my chin thoughtfully. I imagine that if you were able to subdue Garrett in some way, Mob would be forced to show herself. After all, he is her toy. I nodded as I continued. Then, you two can have a nice little chat. Oh, we will have a chat, all right. Titania stood up anxiously again and began pacing. She was lost, glancing out the window in thought. I could tell she was weighing things and considering all of her options. I wasn't going to interrupt her. I already knew she was going to go after Garrett. Now, I was curious to see where she was headed. The great thing about being an administrator was that I could let everybody else do the hard work. I was the master puppeteer, pulling the strings. Well, she seemed to come back from where her thoughts had taken her. First, I have to get him somewhere where he isn't a god. Somewhere that he would want to go, nay, needs to go. She smiled at me. I do know a place, I think. We just have to get him there. Humans, I'm not so fond of. Her mouth stretched into a beautiful, terrible grin that showed way too much teeth to be truly sane. But I do love me some dinosaurs. Then, before I could even blink, Titania picked up her wand and whispered something softly to it. I couldn't quite make out the words, but what I did hear made me realize she was invoking the old tongue. Then, she blew across the tip of the wand, causing it to blaze like a supernova. And even I, the great Earl King, had to shield my eyes from its terrible glare. What did you do, sister? I asked, when the cursed, overbearing light had faded enough for me to exist in the same room and not feel like I was being blinded. Oh, nothing. She grinned. And by nothing, I mean something. Then she began to laugh uncontrollably.